Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my and I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know.
Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we like to thank you for giving us another hour of your time, and I want to say this right off the bat, brothers and sisters, we're gonna forego some of the formalities because I'm seeing right now that the dashboard is being messed with. So we'll go right into the show. The show is titled "It's Coming to a Head," and there are warning signs everywhere. Now, let me address a few things before we go into the show. Blog Talk Radio has blocked me. I'm not Blog Talk Radio, but Facebook has blocked our Facebook page from sending out invites. So if you didn't get an invite and you're on Facebook, you know why. They blocked us and they gave us some frivolous excuse. And we were like, this doesn't make any sense. Could you elaborate? They wouldn't elaborate. They just wouldn't tell. And it was just as simple as that. They said, we'll be blocked. So hopefully they'll get off their high horse and they'll unblock us, okay? Hopefully that'll be the thing. But if not, we'll still proceed forward. And I also want to say this. I know that Blog Talk Radio also was bothering the dashboard in the intro of the song because it was going in and out, and my mic on the dashboard was muting and unmuting. So if I get muted during the show, stay live and maybe alert me to it through a text message, email, or something like that to let me know that they've muted my voice or whatever because they're playing games today, okay? I have three of my cell phones right here with me, so I should be able to get a message. I got my tablet right next to the computers. So if they block me, if they mute me, if they shut me down, you hang on, okay, brothers and sisters, because we're about to go into this powerful, powerful edition. Well, all of them are powerful, of the Star and Crescent Report. Today's subject is titled, "It's Coming to a Head, and There Are Warning Signs Everywhere." Now, I received an email from someone that says they listen to the show and they view the website frequently. And they were talking about the situation geopolitically in the Middle East and what is going on over there. And they said that at first they did not think that we were teaching Elijah Muhammad's teachings because we were emphasizing these events that were going on. And they said as they listened to the show and read the articles, they come to find out that we are the most accurate when it comes to telling you what to expect, what to see, and how to prepare, because they have come to the realization that these are indeed, and in fact, the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they are just more in-depth, and they are in real time, unlike most or all of the people that you hear out here. Well, brothers and sisters, let me say something to you. If you don't understand the events that are taking place, if you don't understand the economic ramifications of the buildup of massive debt and the disregard for international law and for human rights, and if you don't understand the constant threat of war and the perpetuation of war by America and Europe and these false flag terror operations, then you can hardly get an in-depth understanding of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad lays it all out for you. If you are studying him with an open heart and you ask for understanding by the God that he represents, you can get a clear understanding of why and how and when and what and where when these events take place. They become more meaningful to you, more substance-based, instead of the feel-good behind the pulpit teachings. We're trying to get you to prepare because some of you think that you're going to reconstitute the nation of Islam as it was in 50 and 60 and 70. That time is gone. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that these events must take place, for if they do not take place, then the people can say that God and his prophets have lied to the people. Therefore, they must take place to vindicate and reaffirm the word of God. You understand? And without a thorough understanding of how time works, we lose ourselves into books, into memorization, because we believe that that is the way. That is not the way. We are supposed to study these events, right? And you're supposed to be quick and fast moving, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, right down to the modern times. You understand? So you've got to be able to look at what's going on and look at scripture and look at the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and accurately extract the wisdom that is needed to prepare you and yours for what's next. We're at the crossroads of change. We're at the end of this system. What happened 20 years ago is no longer as relevant today as what is happening today, because we're in motion. Let me put it in words to you. The reason some people find it hard to understand this is because they are thinking in past terms. They are relating themselves to past terms in history. They don't understand that you are the people, and this is the time that the Jesus and the prophets and the messengers of old and the apostles of old prayed that they could live to see just one of, because they understood that it would be a great change, something that they could not fathom fully, but they knew that it would signify a monumental change in the history of man. You understand? So if you are not aware of time, if you are not up to beat or up to date on time and how time works, you get stuck in the 50s. You get stuck in the 60s. You get stuck in the 70s. And remember what happened to Lot's wife. She kept looking back, right? And it deprived her of her future tomorrow. You understand? So when we look back to extract the necessary and essential spiritual nutrients that we must eat, spiritually I'm talking about, so that we can grow stronger to go through what we're going through today to make it to the other side. Because there's a great change underway. We are at the fulfillment. We're at the, this is what the show says, it's coming to a head. Right? This is what it is. This is what the judgment is. The judgment is not, does not stop in the 50s. The judgment didn't stop in the 60s or the 70s. 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. You understand? And in this time, we calculate what the scriptures and the prophets of old told us what to expect, right? And how do we do that? Through time, because it is in motion. I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, are you getting an understanding of this? Because most people act like it is hard for them. They act like they can't comprehend that. You can't go back to the 50s, the 60s, or the 70s, because if you do, you will lose out on what God promised you today and tomorrow. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters, my computers are under attack. I don't know if I'm still live on the air, but I'm going to continue to talk to you until the screens come back up on all three computers, whether I'm live or not. I'll be talking into the air, and words have power and meaning. And we're going to put it out there in the atmosphere. They're not stopping this time. No, 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 no. So, because we are at the culmination, the apex, the zenith of prophecy, we're at the bursting point, right? There's a culmination, event after event after event after event after event. You go through scripture, you go through history, you go through the words of the prophets, the apostles, and the messengers of God, and then you start extracting what you see today. And you say, okay, this, and I can line up my life with this. Now, what's next? And it says that when this happens, expect this. When this happens, expect this. So now, we know that we're in a time now where the white man's world is collapsing. We know that we're in the fall of America because of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had tailored message. He had tailored a message specifically for you and I. And he even said that it was a message to the black man of America. And after he had tailored that message for us, he taught us in-depthly on the fall of America. But to properly understand this fall, right, we have to understand where our Savior will arrive. Because our Savior has arrived in time. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you now. Let your brother talk to you for a minute, okay? These are strategic books to prepare one stage after the other, to get you to understand where you are in time. And this is why Elijah Muhammad gave a massive lecture where white scholars and white scientists are saying that it was the most in-depth lecture ever given by man. A man. He didn't say, except for Jesus. They didn't say, except for Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah. They said it was the most prolific and in-depth lecture on humanity, on science, on life, on religion, on theology, ever given by man, a man, right? So, with these things, if we go in there, we can extract these events, and we can look and see what's going on, as Muhammad teaches us. Matter of fact, we'll probably go into some of that, okay, today. Because there may be a few things that I want to talk about in these books, in the Theology of Time. Hopefully we'll get to that. Because in the Theology of Time, and I'm paraphrasing, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about how black people did not want to work together and we did not want to do X, Y, and Z because we had more faith in Mr. Ford, the Ford Motor Company, and these other companies, right? And he said there'll come a time when Mr. Ford won't be around. What came in the news that bore witness to this? The other day, Ford Motor Company announced that it was shutting down its production in North America, right? It was shutting down the production of almost every line of cars. Ford Motor Car, Ford, named after the so-called maker and manufacturer of the car. This shows you the time and how God is burdening these white people, and he is allowing them to take this noose, this economic noose, and wrap it around their neck and choke the hell out of them. This is what's going on. This Theology of Time, Elijah Muhammad was giving you an in-depth understanding of this to show you where it all comes to a head. And believe me, if you look, and you look with a clear heart, hell, you don't even have to have a clear heart today. Just look around. You'll see all of the warning signs because they're everywhere. So, let us go into something. Your brother talking to you, but brothers and sisters, listen to me good. I love my people. In the past, we hurt our people because we don't know better, and we didn't know better, and we did things that were out of the character and out of our nature because we were misled, misguided, and we may have had burdens on our hearts. But if we try to grow and grow spiritually, God will help you meet that and meet yourself and help you to grow into that perfect or that vessel that he wants you to be. But you got to put effort into it. You got to be sincere about this thing because, brothers and sisters, what's coming will drive you through the bread wagon. And as I'm saying this, it brought to mind something Brother Rashid said on this show a while ago. As he and I were conversing, I think it was he and I and Brother Gerald, we were conversing on the air. And I believe Brother Rashid said, and I'm pretty sure it came from Brother Rashid because we've said it before. Brother Rashid said, you see these brothers running around here? Let the food get cut off. Say these Negroes, 3 days, they're looking crazy. 30 days, they act like they can't even walk around because they're going to be so hungry. Listen to me good. You don't understand the depths of what's coming here. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this will be a famine unlike anything that you have ever experienced. It will be a global or worldwide depression. Why? Because change is coming globally and universally. It's going to start, it's going to be from the root up. God is uprooting the basis of this world order. And so he's moving against them politically. That's why they're at odds with each other. That's why nobody honors any agreements anymore. Right? That's why every time you turn around, they're back talking about peace talks, but there's never any peace. Because God has them in derision. He's the master. He's the orchestrator of these things. Here, matter of fact, let me see. Message to the black man. Let's go to. I'm giving a message to the black man out, brothers and sisters. I think it's page 265. 265. Matter of fact, the chapter's called The Judgment. Isn't that something? Now that I look down at it, The Judgment. On universal corruption. Uh-oh. Why did he put this title? See, listen to me good. Brothers and sisters, for those of you who may not understand Elijah Muhammad's teaching, stay with us a little while and just listen and put what we're saying on the scale of facts and weigh them throughout the economic side, the geopolitical side, the political side, even the cultural side and the spiritual side. Just be patient with your brother. You get this devil almost 24 hours of your day, whether you're working on his job or laying down in your bed watching his TV. So you can give your brother a little time to talk with you, okay? He says, in bold words, the judgment, and right up under that, on universal corruption. So this judgment that is coming, it's coming because of the universal corruption that was laid out by these people. Is that not right? According to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Scripture. And then Muhammad goes into this, and I wasn't even going to speak on this, but it just came to me. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad goes and he says this under that. He uses a quote from the Holy Quran, Surah 30, verse 41. He says, corruption has appeared in the land and the sea on account of that which men's hands have wrought, that he may make them taste a part of that which they have done, so that they may return. And listen to this. Universal corruption. What is the white man saying on his alternative media? Oh, the deep state is doing such and such, right? It's corrupt to the core. He wasn't saying that 20 years ago, was he? Was Alex Jones screaming that 20 years ago? No. Was Gregory Mannarino screaming that 20 years ago? As a matter of fact, Andy Hoffman, I'm glad I'm speaking on this. I was listening to an interview he was giving about 3 days ago. I started to cut it up and do a three-hour show, but I feared your patience. And he was talking about the situation, and he was talking about how signs of the collapse, signs of the inflation, signs of the end of the universal order or the global order of the white man is underway. Andy, I just said his name. I forget it again. But in this, he's an investor. And in his interview he gave, he talked about Trump. Remember, I used to play him on the show with Gregory Mannarino, clips of him, and they were big supporters of Trump. And in this, he goes in and he destroys this notion about Trump not being involved in the corruption, in the corrupt politics, and putting all the blame on something called the deep state. Brothers and sisters, listen to me good. This is the dissatisfaction. This is the division that God puts into them because they divided us. This is that what Elijah Muhammad says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. And he tells them, eat America, this is your dessert. You are not divided for trying to divide God's elected people. And America as I say to you, her domestic policy mirrors her international policy, her foreign policy, because she goes abroad and tries to divide brother nation after brother nation. Is that not right? And just as she ignores justice when it comes to you and I, she ignores it when it comes to the people around the globe too. When they want to go, she ignores it. When they talk about sovereignty of nations, she ignores it and put bases in and bombs sovereign nations as she bombs the hell out of black people and brown people and indigenous people all across America. Why? Because it's all coming to a head. And we're looking at the signs everywhere. Right? So Muhammad says this about the judgment. He says, Allah, the all-wise, the best knower, who has knowledge of the past, the present, and the future, revealed this above prophecy to Muhammad. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him nearly 1,400 years ago, as though it were taking place during that time. However, it was referring to these days. Remember when Elijah Muhammad gives us a definition of these days, when he was talking and our Savior has arrived, he said, this is to mean years and not 24-hour days, as one would think it is. But when the prophets are speaking, they're speaking more indebtedly than you can ever discern with your wicked heart. So Muhammad says, he says this. However, it was referring to these days, and we see the manifestation and fulfillment of the above verse. We didn't see America take on $21 trillion open in debt. When Elijah Muhammad wrote Message to the Black Man, he was giving you this message to prepare. We didn't see that the global debt cycle, the minimum they're saying is $164 trillion. How the hell can you get yourself out of that type of hole? when the whole global economy is between $45 and $65 trillion, if the debt of the world is $164 plus, not including the derivative markets, not including the bond markets, how the hell can the white world extricate themselves from such a deep, deep and dire hole? Huh? It cannot be done. This is why the God said throughout the prophecies of the prophets that in the day of thy downfall, none will come to thy aid. Hell, they can't help you. They in trouble too. They're going to be looking out for me. To hell with you. This is how this is going. This is how God is cutting down on them. You understand? So he says this. There is no doubt in anyone's mind today that the condition of the nations is such that needs a ruler who is not involved with the present world of corruption to bring about peace and goodwill among the people of the earth. So now, for peace and goodwill to be had, not just by the American so-called Negro, but by the entire spectrum of man, someone must come who is not involved into the political system. See, this is why your leaders are so confused and so wrong when they tell you, go get a job in politics. I continue to tell you that God warned Moses to warn his people not to partake in their political system, or I'm going to kill them too. That's what he said. Go read your Bible. Because he says, integration brings about assimilation. And if that's not the truth, I'll eat the Bible, the Holy Quran, my shoes, and my hat with no salt. Because look at you. A person who has been made mock of for nearly five centuries. Think that if you get a job with Monsanto making $300,000 a year, you're above your brother. Or you get picked in the NFL or the NBA and you're making $40, $50 million, you're above the people whom you had struggled with. You take on that mindset of your oppressor. To hell with them niggas. I'm better than them. I got this. I can buy this. You can hear it in the rap music. You can hear it in the music, period. You see it on TV and in the magazines. This is that assimilation because you came in through integration. This white man is trying to tie you up in everything so that God can't have aim at him without hitting you. He knows what he's doing. So let's go a little further, brother and sister, please. I don't apologize for my love and my passion for the truth. I don't. I just tell it like it is. And I know at times it may sound arrogant, but believe me, anyone who knows me knows that I'm humble. And I give you the shirt off my back. Matter of fact, I've done it several times. All right? So I just want you to know that I love my people. I love this truth. And I want you to love it. Because it's the most beautiful thing. When you come into this truth, and you start to get an in-depth understanding of this truth, where in the world can a man take you who was on the street or who was a low life and considered a low life, a gambler, a crackhead, or a schemer, or a fighter, or something like that, and then make you tell your brother over the air, I love you, brother. Tell your sister on the, without any funny business behind closed doors, I love you, sister. That's what God's truth will do for you. You understand? So listen, he goes further and says this. And I got to reread this because this is so true. There is no doubt in anyone's mind today that the condition of the nations is such that needs a ruler who is not involved in the present world of corruption to bring about peace and goodwill among the people of the earth. Now, Russia can't do it because Russia's corrupt as hell too. But God raised Russia up too as a counterweight to America. China has their own stuff too, but China has something that they must do. Right? If you go anywhere, you see corruption in their politics, in their society. Therefore, the one who comes, the one who is present, must not be touched by the societies, but must touch the societies to bring the corruption out front, so that the world can see that he is justified in removing not only the corruption of the society, but the nation and the people whom the corruption stems from. You burn it up from the root, baby. You leave it neither root nor branch. Is that not what the scripture tells you? Let's go further. And Elijah Muhammad tells us that there cannot be any peace for those who love peace or the lovers of peace. and those who seek after peace. I mean, I'm paraphrasing this because I'm talking to you. Until the peace breakers have been removed from authority and their activities of mischief making, causing bloodshed, grief, sorrow, and trouble amongst peace loving nations is stopped. Well, let me ask you this. Is the nation of Burundi occupying Italy? Huh? Is Mali? Does Mali have any bases in France? Hmm? Talk back to me. Did the Ivory Coast bomb the UK under false pretenses? Is Algeria trying to overthrow the independent republics in South and Central America? Are the African nations colonizing Europe at the barrel of a gun? Nope. But now let's do a very in-depth appraisal and say, well, if these things are talking about the peace breakers, let's look at who manufactures the weapons. 98% of all weapons, bombs, guns, warplanes, ships, submarines, attack helicopters, war, everything, 95 to 98% of them are produced by the Western or white nations. They are so bloodthirsty that they will allow some of their own civilization within their own borders to starve and go hungry and live outside, right? While they're pouring more money into already destructive weapons of war and more research into even more deadlier things. So this could only be referring to them, right? If we do an honest appraisal and analysis. Is that not right? Because they are the manufacturers. They are the sellers of them. They distribute them. They use them. And then they use them to divide those who don't have them and to subjugate those who refuses to bow to them. Is that not right? I'm just asking. Don't get shy mouth now. I'm just being real with you. See, people don't like it when you put the facts out there, because it's a rude awakening for those who are hiding in the closet and hiding behind the closed doors and hiding in the dark. When the light shines, it's something else, especially when you have been in the dark for so long. You know that that's an effect that you have. This is the problem we have with a lot of so-called learned and so-called black power people. They've been in the dark so long. It's just like with a person who's been in the bedroom and you turn your TV is off, you don't have a nightlight on, and you turn your light off, right? Your lamp or your ceiling, and you turn off, and you've been asleep 8-10 hours. If someone were to walk into that room and flip that light switch on, immediately you jump up, you shield your eyes, and you start looking crazy because your eyes are not adjusted to that light, because that light is so strong and you were in the dark. This is why so many people are in opposition to what we're saying, because they've been mentally asleep in a dark room behind closed doors. And we have bust open the door and flipped on the light, and it takes them a little time for their eyes to readjust. The spiritual eyes I'm talking about now. Okay? So, Muhammad says, I'm going to skip down because I want to read something to you. There is not a civilized government of people at this writing that is not in trouble and trying to find a solution to the cause. Now, is that not right? Aren't they having all these conventions trying to iron out the differences between them? They're trying to come to some types of terms so that war won't eventually break out and engulf their entire society and threaten their rule. See, they were so concerned about the black, the brown, the red, and the yellow people threatening their rule, their corruption, their arrogance, their egos, and their lust for blood and power has undone them from the inside out. And this is why you see them turning against each other. This is why you see them backstabbing each other. This is why you see them trying to get their goal and bury it, because they see something over the near horizon, and it don't look pretty for them. So Muhammad says, all the nations, not some, not most, not part, all that encompasses everything you see. Is that not right? All that you survey on the planet Earth. Is that not right? So I'm talking to you with a blind screen. Oh, it just popped back up. Okay. Listen, he says, all the nations of the earth are so corrupt with other than good that they cannot come to any agreement on peace with each other and carry it into practice. What happened? Every time Russia and America agree on peace in Ukraine, what happens? Every time they agree with peace in the former Soviet republics, what happens? Every time they agree with peace plans in the Middle East and North Africa, what happens? Because they're not trustworthy. Huh? See, we can calculate. We look at Muhammad's words, we look at the events, and we can calculate where we are in the judgment. Okay? It's easy. And he says this. The disagreement and corruption today seen not only in the Christian world of Europe and America, but also in the very heart of the Holy Land of Africa and Asia. Now, he's telling you about the corruption, how it has spread from the Western world. And it is suffocating Asia and Africa and the Middle East, right? This is what he's telling you. Look at what you have. Jews in authority and saying assalamu alaikum and in authority over the holiest shrines in Islam, over Jerusalem, over Mecca, over Medina, over Arabia, right? Jews who don't care nothing about Islam, who don't care nothing about the resurrection of the black man and woman, who does not care anything about the security of nations around the globe. All they care about is power and money. Look at their actions if you think I'm lying. Right? So he goes and says, corruption started in Europe, and it has now spread over 9/10 of the population of the planet Earth. It has caused the dissatisfaction of nearly 100% of the civilized nations. This is what Elijah Muhammad is telling you. Dissatisfaction has reached such a percentage that it is bound to bring about universal war, since the corruption is universal. See, he gives a connection there. The war comes because of the corruption, right? What's going on the geopolitical scene today? Huh? Because they are so corrupt, so greedy. What are they doing? Carving up, look, like the people in those areas don't even matter. To hell with them, we'll shed a million lives. We need to get these pipelines through. We need to confiscate. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump actually said that before after he became president. We should have took Iraq's oil, hell. When we took over Iraq, we should have took it. Now Russia and China are benefiting. That's what he said. Go Google this. Madeleine Albright. Yes, we think a million children and crippled people and old men and women were worth it to remove Saddam Hussein. Yes, we think. And then you hear Hillary Clinton. He came. He died. I mean, we conquered. She's telling you to destroy the most prosperous African nation and the most prosperous nation on the Mediterranean. See, because this man wasn't playing ball with y'all. Then took the population of 6 million people, where 2 million of them live as refugees outside of the country. Destroyed it. And they think that it's worth it. See, and that's because of the corruption, because they want the geostrategic land. They want to control the waterways. That's why they're over there messing with China. The South China Sea. Hell, they didn't say the South American Sea. But you over there stoking tensions with brothers and sister nations. Because you want to control and dictate everything. But that's what Lucifer said. He wanted to be like unto the Most High. Right? And that's what you see the white world trying to mimic. If I can't rule, I'm killing everybody. If you don't come to grips or the terms with what I'm saying, I'm going to bomb you. How dare you question me? You need to get rid of your nuclear program while I'm going to invest $2 trillion, $10 trillion in mine. How dare you have missiles that can hit my bases, that my illegal bases, in the neighboring countries of your land? That's a sign of aggression. Isn't that doublespeak, right? That's Orwell, 1984, doublespeak, isn't that right? Where the victim becomes the aggressor, and the aggressor paints himself as the victim. So we're looking at all of this stuff coming to a head. Muhammad says, dissatisfaction has reached such a percentage that it is bound to bring about universal war. Why must war come? Why must this be universal? He says, since the corruption is universal. So he links the geopolitical aspects to the economic aspects. You see that? confusion and conflict in the Bible and Holy Quran. In this world of universal corruption and crisis and the ever-growing threat of universal war, we, the so-called American Negroes, the lost found members of the tribe of Shabazz, should unite and take our stand on the side of Allah, His religion, Islam, and our own nation, the black people. That's what we should do. That's a blueprint to salvation in these trying times. Because it's getting bad, black man and black woman, and it's going to get even worse. And this white man sees it. He's scared as hell, brothers and sisters. I don't think you are, some of you don't understand the depths of how this white man, he puts on a brave face. He does. I got to give him his props now. He puts on a very brave face in front of you because he knows you don't understand it. He knows that you always trusted him. He knows that you have always believed in him even when he didn't believe in himself. He knows how much of a fool he's made you. Therefore, he continues to mock you before the world. And brothers and sisters, I'm trying to get the clips, but once again, Blog Talk Radio is messing with my dashboard. Well, I'm not seeing any clips up there. Maybe they'll pop up or reappear or something, but I don't see anything up there on my dashboard as we're speaking right now. But anyway, that won't stop. Whether it's one pony or one monkey, don't stop the show, don't stop the circus. So we'll continue to talk along these lines. Because what we're talking about is the truth. Let's go to something. I want to read something to you, okay? If we're able to go to it, because right now I'm looking at two of my computers, and my computers are now under attack again. So, brothers and sisters, y'all got to give me time with this. I just don't understand this right here. Hopefully, things will clear up in just a second. I wanted to go to the definition, and I left my dictionaries in my office down the hall, but I'm trying to use the internet definition for these words to give you an understanding of just what we mean when we're talking about the economics, the corruption, and all of this stuff, and what's coming down. Okay, you black men and women, please stay with me. I don't have a picture of Blog Talk dashboard anymore. Okay. Maybe it'll pop back up, but I'm going to pretend like I'm still live on the air, and I'm going to still talk to you, because this is what we have to go through to get you the truth. And that's why I say to you all, brothers and sisters, and I was looking at this, and this goes hand in hand with the madness of this world, okay? I like boxing, okay? I like to watch boxing. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I'm a martial artist, I'm trained, and I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, and Yoshikai Karate. I've taken Muay Thai. I've taken Jiu-Jitsu, Judo, Kickboxing. Is there something else? And Nabard Kung Fu Combat. And I believe it's another one I've taken. I can't remember right now. And my daughters and my son are all into that stuff. But I enjoy boxing. Sometimes when I'm so pressured or when I'm doing so many things, I have to look at my boxing, and it seems like that's my escape route. And I listen for about an hour or two on my escape route, because we all need avenues of escape. We all need to decompress at times. So I want to be real with you. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I was looking at these different platforms on YouTube for these different venues, and all of these people donate to their causes, except you. You so-called spiritual people, you will donate to the wrong people constantly. And if you donate $5 one time, you think you've done everything. I'm serious. I'm talking to you. I got to be real, brothers and sisters. You know I don't cut it. I don't cut it short now. I got to be honest with you all. But you all will donate. Well, I won't say you all will donate. I'll say some of you will donate. And but you don't understand, brothers and sisters, I'm not making money off this. Hell, I have my own business. I'm out there grinding. But I do have websites to maintain and upkeep, and I also spend a lot of my days doing articles and finding clips. It takes hours and hours, and then when the devil starts messing with your internet and start messing, it takes even longer than that. Sometimes I'm not through to like 3, and Rashid, you know, they're going to attest to this, sometimes I'm not through to like 3, 4 in the morning. Then I have to say my prayers. Then I'm out at 5:30 in martial arts class in the morning. Then I'm back here to try to do a show. Then I'm out and running. You know, I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, if you believe in this show, if you believe in the Star and Crescent Report and the Highlands 1555 blog, show your love and donate sometimes. Be a constant contributor to this thing. Because I was looking at, and it's not making me rich, but look, I'm looking at how you give to so many things and how you are frugal when it comes to truth. And how you, and this is a part, but you can never grow spiritually if you don't give of what you love, what you covet the most. You know, I'm not a prosperity, you don't hear me go, give me $20 here and the Lord will bless you. And you don't hear me, none of that. But I do have to say this, though, because this is real. Everything is real. These are the days of judgment, and you're being watched by those in power. I'm not talking about this white man. I'm talking about those in real power. And brothers and sisters, I mean, if you love the show, if you appreciate this, donate. Go to the Highlands 1555 blog and donate. And if you don't have any credit card or prepaid card or whatever, you can use PayPal. If you don't do that, you can, 2310 Truman Avenue, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, I believe it is, and care of Rashid Muhammad. I mean, it's real. I had to drop that in because I never really say stuff like that. But I wanted to put you on Front Street to let you know I know what's going on. Sometimes I just don't say it, but I do let you know what's going on, okay? Because we're in our eighth or ninth year on the air. And what I was getting to with the boxing and the other stuff, you see them on YouTube and they get these super chats. This $50, $10, $100. And these people, listen, they're talking sport and play. And one guy was telling, I was looking at, 78 Sports TV and on YouTube, and he was talking about how some of them make $20, $30, $40, $50,000 a month, talking on that. And here it is, you getting all this stuff free. And you won't even donate a dime to keep the show going. Right? That's how the white man made you. Don't invest in what's good for you. Invest in foolishness. This is the point of what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Man, we're being hit massively by this thing. They are really hitting this thing right here. They're taking down, and you know there's a coordinated attack, black man and black woman, because it's not just confined to one computer. This is three computers. Three different computers on three different Wi-Fi systems. Okay? So that lets you know that this is a concerted attack on the show. But I digress from that, and let me talk to you. If ever they allow us to get back the screen, I want to talk to you about something. Listen, Alan Greenspan, the former Fed chair, the Mr. Hyperinflation himself, Mr. Gold is not real money, all right? That dude there, the one who started pumping them bubbles up, Mr. Alan Greenspan. And his predecessor, what was his predecessor's name? I forget what his name. But anyway, the U.S., the former chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is out of whack and moving toward stagflation. All right? This is what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Because he sees something economically that they cannot run from. And remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says? And let me open this book back. Where did I just put Message to the Black Man? I just had it. Oh, here it is. Page 265, I believe I was on. 266. He says, dissatisfaction has reached such a percentage that it is bound to bring about universal war since the corruption is universal. What's going on in America? There's a growing racial divide. There's a growing economic divide, class divide, right? Educational divide. The same is being mirrored outside of America with her foreign policy. And you see so many people are coming out of the woodwork, white power this and white power that, and make America white again. You see that this is what he's talking about. This is the universal war. It's going to be on all levels. You understand? So Mr. Greenspan talked about a stagflation. And according to Google Dictionary, stagflation means, and listen closely, persistent high inflation combined with high unemployment and stagnant demand in a country's economy. Stop right there. This contradicts everything that you just got out the news. They saying they just added jobs. Is that not right? They say inflation is down, right? They say unemployment is low, the lowest it's been in X amount of years, right? And they say the economy is booming. But the former federal chair of the Federal Reserve says America is headed for what? Stagflation. Didn't he say that? So he sees something, he knows something, and he has insights because they help run the economy. And he says the economy is headed for stagflation. Persistent high inflation combined with high unemployment and stagnant demand in the country's economy. What's stagnant? America is constantly running deficits, whether it's for her domestic policy or whether it's for her international foreign policy or whether it's in her trade. She's running deficit after deficit after deficit, and now the countries are going around her sanctions by pushing aside the dollar, which means what I told you, that soon you will start seeing inflation because these nations will start flooding America with her own dollars. And when we're telling you this on the show, huh? This is what Elijah Muhammad was telling you about. The nations are dumping the dollar. And because America has so many trillions upon trillions of dollars outside of her country, well, America only has about $6 trillion. They are lying. And the signs point to it. So if she's to suffer, as Mr. Alan Greenspan stated, and surely he has a very high reputation amongst his colleagues on Capitol Hill, he stated that America's economy is headed for stagflation. And again, the definition is persistent high inflation. How the hell you get high inflation? Huh? When nations no longer accept your dollar and your dollar comes from abroad and floods the economy at home. Is that not right? Persistent high inflation combined with what? High unemployment. So if he's saying this and the government keeps giving these numbers, well, unemployment was low. We've added 200,000 jobs and this and this. Somebody's lying. Is that not right? Persistent high inflation combined, so this is multiple. Remember I told you there will be multiple events. Right? Did I tell you that? So a combined or combination is more than one, according to the definition. Persistent high inflation combined with high unemployment and, listen, and stagnant demand in a country's economy. What is the stagnant demand? Well, abroad, you don't ship nothing but weapons and dollars. But the dollars are flooding back, and the people are starting to go to Russia for weapons, go to China for weapons. So now your military-industrial complex is having problems. And that is the major supplier of jobs to the American people. You understand? So what this shows us is that America is dying. Is that not right? Come on, talk back to your brother. I'm just being real with you. I'm just putting out facts. And we are analyzing what is being said to us. Either I'm lying, or the people on Capitol Hill and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue lying. All right? Talk back to you, brother. Don't be mad. 347-989-0855. Be happy, because the truth is in your favor. Always remember that. Always remember that. And the white man knows it. And that's why they're hitting the website, that's why they're hidden my dashboards, that's why they're hidden the computers, that's why they mess with the internet, because they know this is the only show where you're going to get an in-depth, listen to me good, an in-depth understanding of scripture and theology. And it's going to be in real terms where you can look around and you can say, okay, that, okay, that squares up with this. You ain't going to be able to refute it. You can just say, I just don't like that, no. Because you know that's what you say. The white man ain't saying it, but you say it. Snooker. And then you hear Ray McGovern comes on the show. Rashid, you're very learned. And then he tells me, you do a mighty fine job of representing Elijah Muhammad's teachings. Ha, 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 ha. This is what Ray McGovern tells me, right? And you want to argue. Now, how did he know what Elijah Muhammad's teaching consists of? Because he was in the halls of power. He was the one who briefed Ronald Reagan every morning, George Bush Sr. every morning on the presidential intelligence reports. Right? You don't think they have something about Elijah Muhammad and the people who claim to represent him? You don't think that? You are naive as hell not to think that the last message of God is not on their thoughts. Man, look here. I'm trying to get to these clips, but it seems like they continue to block you, brother, from doing so, which is crazy. This is crazy, right? Well, hopefully, they will stop being mad at you, brother, and allow me to at least get the dashboard up, because I'm talking to you, and I don't even know if you're on the air. But if you're not on the air, at least these words will go out into the atmosphere, and maybe they'll seed the hearts and the minds of the people who have goodness in their heart. You understand? And let me say this to you all. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. The vindication is so sweet that I might have to go to the dentist. My teeth might start hurting. It's beautiful. So how in the world can you ignore that? Huh? I'm asking you the truth, brothers and sisters. How in the world can you ignore this truth that we're giving to you, that we're freely sharing with you, and we're showing you beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's the truth? Because we're allowing you to hear and read and see what those in power and those who have contacts with those in power are saying. They see something happening. It is you who are the fools who don't recognize what's happening. It's you. The whole world can see it but you. Again, let me read what he said. Former Fed Chair Greenspan says U.S. economy is out of whack. Not in whack. Out of whack. Means it's not normal. Something's up. And he says, and moving towards stagflation. That's what he said. So if you're mad about something, be mad with him. Because he is the one who is bearing witness to what we're saying. You understand? So, brothers and sisters, I still don't have my dashboard up. I don't know what they are doing. They are really trying to block me from playing any clips. I have some good clips I want you to listen to because it goes hand in hand with the economic collapse, the corruption, and the fall of America, and the collapse of the Western or white world and its system. But I guess they're saying, well, we're not going to let you do this. We're not letting you play these things, but God is good. Maybe God don't want it played. If it doesn't play, then it's the Lord's will, and we're not gonna sweat that. We're going to keep doing what we do, and we're going to try to get this truth out to the people, and we're going to try to make you understand and make you hear God's word, regardless of whom or what, so that you don't have any excuse as to why you didn't accept your own and start trying to be yourself. We want to give you what God has given us. Because it's a hard time ahead, black man. And this white man knows that he has no chance to get away from what God has for him. If you integrate into his world, what are you integrating into? If you're trying to save his world, and this is the logic. I was talking to some people the other day, and I was using this logic because they were talking about how patriotic they were. These were black people. And how they'll fight and die for America and to preserve their freedoms. And I said, what freedoms? What freedoms? Didn't your son just get locked up the other day? And you say on some crazy stuff that he didn't do? What freedoms? Now, I posed this question. I went and I showed them the Bible because they were religious people. And I showed them in there. Well, God told him what he was going to do for those who had integrated in these societies. Now, what people don't realize, that if God has a death warrant out for a nation, and you decide to take part in this nation's military, this nation is going to demand that you honor your oath and fight to preserve the republic. Now, if you are in war or mode and you're fighting to preserve the republic, and it is God who is attacking you, guess who you fight? And guess who you become the enemy of by extension? Huh? Are you listening to me? Because I'm really trying to get something through to you. I'm trying to make you understand. Because most of you don't. You are loving something that has never loved you. You are embracing something that has constantly rejected you. And it's just dying a natural death. It was given 6 days. But on the seventh day, Adam, thou shalt rest from all thy work. So for 6,000 years, and calculate what I'm saying, black man and black woman, from the day that man left the island of Patmos and he came amongst the people, from the day that man went to work, he's caused nothing but bloodshed, corruption, dissatisfaction, trouble, division, war, right? He's left this crooked, I would say, snake-like, pun intended, this snake-like trail wheresoever he has gone, right? Is that not right? I'm talking to you now. So, and you thought his world would never end. Some of you still think that way. Some of you still believe that. I know it because I hear it in your attitude. I see it, oh, I'm going to go get this job for such and such, and in 40 years I'll do X, Y, and Z. I'm listening to you saying, oh, what a fool. You really don't understand. You don't believe that this is the culmination of the judgment. You don't believe it. In the next 30 or 40 years, well, why are you making plans for 40 years down the line to do this when we know that we're at the apex? We're at the summit of the judgment. We're at the changing of the worlds, the crossroads, right? Even the white people that I play on this show tell you that. Yet you planning to embrace this man's world, and I'm going to do this. Don't you know everything you do in the way of architecture, science, math? You do it to propagate and promote his society? Because if you don't have your own, you're trying to maintain his. And if God says he's going to tear it down and you're trying to maintain it, you become an enemy of the God who is at war with the nation you're trying to embrace. You hear me? I hope you hear me good. I know some of you mad because you love this devil. You say you don't. And you can say assalamu alaikum all day long, but your actions and your manner of speech prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're in this man's pocket. And I have to call it like I see it. And that's why I don't have a big fanfare. Right? That's why I'm not called out to speak around a nation a lot. Because I cannot sugarcoat it. And I call an ace and a spade. And let me call this ace the ace that it is. America is folding up economically, politically, culturally, and militarily under the weight of divine chastisement. You can take it or you can leave it. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. This is what is going on with America. She's dying. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing, you can do that can prolong her life. You can get in the way and get yours shortened, but you're not going to prolong hers because she's had her chance. That 6 days. This was the test period. This was the test run. You know when a white man in his factories, when he want to build something and he want to put it out to the public, he goes on test runs, right? He goes on feeders. And he puts this stuff out to a certain amount of people for a certain amount of time to prove its worthiness or lack thereof. So in this vacuum in our history, we took that dormant germ that was in us from the creation and we gave it a form. And we are living in the manifestation of the thoughts of that brown germ, or the separation of that brown germ, excuse me. So, and it has brought us to war, conflict, division of families, brothers, sisters, parents, wife and husband, right? It has made some of you where you can't even stand to go around people that have the same blood as you. And you want to forgive this man. You want God to have mercy on him when he's flooding your communities with drugs, flooding your community with guns, the same drugs that's killing your people. And then this man is so wicked. He's so wicked that he, think about, I think I was talking to my mom about this the other day. I want you to think about this for a minute, because some of us, we gloss over these things. Think about how wicked you have to be to have at your disposal scientific laboratories with the most modern instruments, right? And instead of you looking for true cures for disease, you're looking to manipulate them so that you can use them in germ warfare against a specific race of people. Think about how mad you have to be for that. Think about this. You have these labs, these scientists and these doctors, and instead of them trying to come up with a medicine that can remedy your ailment permanently, they'd rather for you to come back and come back and come back until you die from the medicine or the disease that you're suffering from. Think about that. Think about this. They are so wicked that they have these labs, these doctors and these scientists, right? And instead of them going in there trying to look out what's best for humanity, they're in there trying to come up with a drug to get a certain class of people addicted to them so that they can then flood the community with the drug, then flood the community with guns thereafter, then go to Congress on the demand of the people who are suffering and pass laws to institutionalize the people who are actually the victim of the system. Think about how mad and how evil these people got to be. See, this is just common sense, but sense is not common in today's atmosphere. And you want to embrace these people. I'm sure you got family members that are on drugs. We all do. I'm sure you got family members who made a mistake in society and society just won't forgive them, and so they're locked away. We all do. All right? The white man acts so ethical. How dare you kill that person? Then he'll go around and bomb 100,000 people and say, I was justified. Thousands of miles away. In his eyes, he don't go to jail. I want you to think of this. The Hague, the International Tribunal, the International Criminal Court, all in the Netherlands, all in Europe, in the Netherlands, and all of Europe, is guilty of genocide all around the world. How can you square that up? Huh? Has George Bush been taken into custody? Has his administration? Has Bill Clinton and his administration been taken into custody? Tony Blair, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and all of their established friends in the white world, have they been taken into custody and given their just due? No, because the system is built upon who has the power. I'll bomb the hell out of you if you try to come against me. And I'm just in doing it. But if you take a slingshot in self-defense, if you, out of the moment of anger, slip up, I'm going to give him the electric chair. I'm going to give him jail forever. You see the hypocrisy? Don't you see that it is imperative that God removes this type of thinking, these type of people, and their type of system of governance? There were, in essence. Do you not see that? This is real. Brothers and sisters, I know sometimes you get mad at me, but I have to make you think, because we become lazy. We need to spark them brain cells in that gray matter and start using reason instead of allowing these people to spoon feed us this madness that they do on a daily and hourly and even minute by minute basis with their television, their radio, their internet, their magazines and their newspapers. I see a lot of people who are affected by this mess. This is madness on top of madness on top of madness on top of madness. You know, my dashboard just came up. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Before I go to the clips, let me go to the lines and bring in my good brother, Brother Rashid. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing today?
Oh, brother, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
just fine, brother. You're under attack, and I was listening, watching on the internet where you Russia Today, New Eastern Outlook, Inside Russia, all of them are being hit, and so they saying about donate, and the reason why that they're being hit because things are happening. Well, I say they're just getting a little bit of what the Hiram 1555 they're getting every day, right?
That's right, brother. That's right. But they have backers, and they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars within days, brother.
Yeah, it just show you how the white world is coming down. They are attacking anybody that's got any information that don't agree with the mainstream media. I mean, they're being attacked, brother. They're being attacked. All right, brother. I just wanted to let you know. I didn't want to take up too much time, but go ahead on in, brother. One other thing, brother, we do know that this war is about to start, and it's the British military.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. This is something that most of you don't understand. You don't understand the connection, and this is what we try to tell you on the show. You don't understand the connection points. And this is why these things are taking place over there, is specifically because of you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said all of the events that you see and that you will see taking place to bring America to her knees is to break her stranglehold over you. Now, with that said, why is it so hard for you to digest this, huh? Why won't you digest this truth? Why won't you acknowledge it? Because this devil is acknowledging it, and he's, matter of fact, he is in such a bad way, such a bad position. He's talking about how bad his economy is. I want you to listen to this clip. This is about 13 minutes. I might let it play the whole time, and then I might just cut it off in between. But I want you to listen to this. Listen very closely. And I know the time says 18 minutes, but brothers and sisters, if I can, if we continue on, I would like for you to be patient if we just so happen to go over, because this devil has been hitting us constantly, okay? At least we got one screen up. So we'll go with this. I want you to listen closely to what this devil is saying about his economy.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. Now, there is some big news going on in the mining sectors, in particular silver mining. Now, out in Guatemala, they've been having some tensions building up. Now, Guatemala mostly is poor. In fact, there was a documentary about Guatemala. It's called A Dollar a Day, about how citizens there really actually survive on a dollar a day. And it's interesting because they're sitting on loads of actual silver. Last year, in fact, it ranked as the world's 15th largest producer of silver. Now, it could really yield some economic growth going on, but the problem is the Escobal silver mine, it's one of the world's largest mines, is now idle. It has been shut down. Now, it's the Canadian-owned Tahoe Resources Incorporated. They started production. They were discussing how they were planning on 20 years of boom and growth coming out of there, producing massive amounts of silver. But the fact is, they simply cannot get this to go along. Now, there's this indigenous rights group called CALIS. Now, one thing that is going on, because most of the citizens are extremely poor, what happens is when people want to come in and prospect and search out and try to find wealth or precious metals, a lot of times they go through the government officials. But because the citizens are so poor, they're kind of upset about the government using these miners to come in and enrich themselves and thus extracting the resources out of their country. They really want to find some way to benefit for themselves, but in the whole chaos of it all, it ended up having the mine shut down. So there's an enormous source of silver underneath the ground there that is looking like there's no time soon. One of the world's largest silver mines is going to get any production out of there. Now, on the manufacturing front, the demand for silver has not slowed down at all. In fact, it has increased. What we've seen over the past year, and we covered this from the Silver Institute's report, it came out and they were discussing the fact that physical silver demand, as in coin and bar demand in the United States, has actually declined over the past year. But we've also seen a number of different kinds of prepper type materials and things where people were preparing for difficult times. And the problem is a lot of people have been lulled to sleep. a lot of people have not been paying attention to what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the real world, and they've lost focus. And really, that's what the point of this entire show is about focus, about focusing on what's really going on in our country, what's going on for your life. Literally figuring out a plan and developing some sort of way to stabilize your family in the times to come, because we are heading for chaos. As we've seen recently, we've watched this divide taking place in our country, and people are not happy. They're upset. And to tell you the truth, they're upset about almost anything these days. And it's largely the news's fault. You know, they want to come out and they give you this information, and they're manipulating the minds of the masses to be upset and emotional about all different kinds of causes. And you know what? It's really pointless anymore. Nobody really stops just for a moment to question why. So if you think over non-issues, people are so upset that they're willing to stand out for hours in a big crowd and they don't even know why they came, just because they are being subdued by enormous peer pressure that is put on by media into ideals or movements they don't even care for, imagine what will happen when these people begin to get hungry. Now, we've already been covering the national debt reaching above $21 trillion. I mean, we're looking at the yield curve flattening right now. We're seeing home sales, they've declined. We have major problems with this credit cycle, major problems with this growth cycle. We're not able to generate any GDP growth. So the underlying economy is not showing any signals that things are going well. And on top of that, if you've not been paying attention, we now have gas traveling up, sometimes very quickly. It was just the other day it jumped up 20 cents a gallon. And if you're not going to think that this is going to have any impacts. Now, one thing that they were saying is that actually we had some wage growth kick off back in the last jobs report. And what that means is the fact that companies, businesses, they're having to pay out more to be able to keep operating to some of their employees. Now, the big deal about all of this is that they don't take the hit. They're not going to swallow that increase in prices. Now, they're getting hit on two fronts here. They're getting hit on the fuel front, shipment, freight. And secondly, they're getting hit whenever it comes to wages, people are demanding more. Now, what they could say is that's beneficial. It could cause inflation. It could go out in paychecks. People could spend more. They could take that money, go and use it to get back into their consumer lifestyles. But that's really something that's becoming a thing of the past. People are no longer spending their money the way they used to. Some people are out there living that way. For some reason, whenever it comes to credit, it works something in the brain where people do not act with normal sanity. They go out and they purchase things they normally would not. When people go out and they work hard and they get their paycheck and they have so much allotted for the month, they tend to tighten their belt, think responsibly, focus on what's important and what they need. But whenever it comes to this credit problem that we've been having in the United States, it makes people, for some reason, act a little bit less responsible because they're thinking, I can pay it tomorrow. So we're laden down with this debt. We're laden down with these debt service payments that are necessary at this point just to be able to continue on, because all of the disposable income that is coming in and any kind of increase in wages at this point is not even going to be enough. It's a drop in the bucket compared to the inflation that's going to kick off, because these employers, number one, are going to need to raise prices. So all of those goods, if people are going to go out and try to spend that money, it's going to get swallowed up by the same people who are running the businesses. They're not going to take the hit on having to pay more money to their workers. They're not going to take the hit on freight. It's all going to get passed down. So all this is looking very bad for the value of life, for the cost of living for most Americans out there. So what are we looking at? Let's do some math here, because we're looking at all-time historic housing prices. We're looking at autos. Pretty much anywhere, if you could just show up and you have a pulse, you can get a car right now. But they're finding there's no one left to be able to purchase these cars. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they came out with this new program for mortgages. Now, they already had this program where it was anybody home kind of mortgage program where they were trying to get anybody in as long as they had 3% down. The problem was is that it was limited to a specific group of people. And really, it was people who actually had income. And what they've actually done now is they've gone through and they figured they really didn't have many takers from this. They didn't have a lot of people jumping on. They couldn't get people into the Everybody Home program. I'm not even sure if that's a specific name, but the new program they have going on, they've eliminated those standards. So pretty much now, without anything. You can go and get a government-backed loan for a home without any job, any income, any stability, with only 3% down for the home. Now, that might not seem like a lot, but if you look at these home prices, that is a lot of money. When most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, spending more than 50% of their income on housing already just to rent, on top of that, we're going to have some major price increases on your everyday goods, especially food. We have many major retailers that are already reeling right now from their debt service burdens. And another problem that's going to be coming in as a result of all of this is the fact that grocery stores, they already operate at such a small margin. Now, we're finding two pressures coming in. We're finding pressures coming in from most Americans being broke, being out of money, and the credit cards being tapped out. The simple fact is, that's not really going to be changing anytime soon. I mean, we look at the workforce participation rate. The majority of the population in the United States that are legal working age and that are still, you know, between retirement and above 18 years old, they're still able to be working. They're not out there. They're not working jobs. Most people have given up altogether. They've found out another way of existence. And that's what I've been talking about, that people will find a way to be okay. I mean, there are people in this world that live on a dirt floor. They go and they fetch water from 3 miles away from their home. If at all, they can get clean water. And you know what? They're okay with it. They just live their life. So people don't really complain too much. Most people don't. And so that's where we're at right now with this workforce participation rate. People aren't working. That's not going to be changing. You know, there's not this major expansion of jobs that is handling this unemployment problem. There's just a major manipulation of numbers. So wages have been down. Most Americans don't have money. Grocery stores are operating at a very low margin. We're going to have major inflation fluctuations coming in as a result of increase in freight. We also have, I mean, we just watched Tops go bankrupt. They just filed for bankruptcy. They're going to need to restructure their entire business. They're a grocery chain. And this is not just one. This is happening all over this nation. So you're getting stuck between this rock and a hard place where prices need to go up. They need to go up, and there's no choice about that. There's nothing to be able to stop that at this point. And the fact that wages have been low for so long. And as prices go up, it may put the Federal Reserve in the idea or the mood to go and to hike up interest rates a lot faster than they normally would have. And what do? We end up with this $21 trillion of debt. Now we have these debt service payments that are pretty much extracting any kind of free capital that our government has, which they don't have anymore. Let's face it. If you're $21 trillion of debt, you don't have any money. Anything you have, any operating expenses you have, all of it, it's nil. It doesn't even, there's not even valid anymore. You're $21 trillion of debt, you're broke, okay? We have the consumers that are tapped out. They can't even give away mortgages at this point because they're literally out of people that are able to be able to get them. Even with only 3% down and no income at all, they can't even give away mortgages. They can't even give away these cars. I mean, these manufacturers are coming out and offering so many discounts to the point where they're stopping manufacturing of cars. It's a no-win situation. That's really the gist of it. So I don't know why anybody who's actually paying attention to what's going on in our country and not distracted by useless nonsense. I mean, come on. That's what they're feeding us, nonsense. It's not even got any protein or nutrients in it. It's just complete and total flab. That's what they do. They get in, they work your minds, and you know what? Things are – the carpet's being pulled out from under our feet. The country is slipping away. The economy is not reviving, and I'm not even sure that it's even possible to revive it at this point. The only solution is a crash, and all they're trying to do is sing everybody a song just to keep them calm just long enough to be able to not have the blame land squarely on them, because that's not what they want. They're trying to develop some sort of plan, some sort of fallback plan to be able to blame this on someone else. And all the while, I don't see this as a good time to stop preps at all. I mean, we're looking at the fact that the world has really reached peak silver. One of the world's largest silver mines has shut down, and also manufacturing and the use of physical silver, the physical demand of silver has increased so much that even though that bar and coin demand was down, there still was a tick up in actual demand and there still was running a deficit. We won't even talk about currency problems because we all know about that. It's always been going down. The cost of living is just absolutely enormously different ever since the 70s. What is the difference between the dollar bill and monopoly money, except for the fact that you believe that it has value, or the people believe that it has value? As soon as people lose that belief, it really evaporates just like that. And it's not something that they're going to be able to recoup from. So we have this tidal wave of problems that are all mounting up like a snowball coming down a hill. And at first it looks small, you know, and that was 2008. That was small. A crisis that almost rocked the entire world economy. That was small. Only that's begun to snowball because they never fixed anything. They never solved anything. They printed a bunch of money and gave it to their crony friends. And that ball is getting bigger and rolling down the hill and heading right for us right now till it's larger than a freight train. Now, I say it's about time to start looking for sustainable sources of food, because really, the way we're looking, they were already projecting major bankruptcies coming through for 2018 in the retail sector, and the grocery chains are already under so much stress and debt that it's not looking likely that they're going to be able to survive this. In fact, it may increase their projections and surpass their projections, even though their projections were the largest ever year for bankruptcies for retailers. That's just it. You can't survive on debt. You can't survive on credit. That's the problem. When you're not producing anything, anything of value, belief is the only thing holding things together right now. Because it's certainly not an underlying overheating economic factors in our economy like they want us to believe. All right, thank you guys for joining us here at the Silver Report.
Did you hear what he said? What did he say he sees? Nothing good coming to America, right? And he's telling his people they better prepare. He's saying, I think you better start looking for some food. Because this thing, they're not going to be able to do it. They're going to go bankrupt. Right? They're not going to have nothing. What Elijah Muhammad says, he says, let thy will be done. You don't believe that I'm the one. I'm doing just what the Bible told you or teaches you that I would do. Elijah. I will send you him before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Do you see anything pretty out there coming? We don't see a thing in the world but a dreadful time. You are going to be so hungry here until you will desire to eat each other. If the other one doesn't watch it, you will do it. It's written. That's Elijah Muhammad. What did that white man say? Things don't get so bad. I'm asking you to prepare. Get your food. He didn't say he left everything else out of it. He was talking about food they're not going to be able to feed you. They're not going to be able to provide for you. This is what the white man said. Elijah Muhammad told you. Do you see anything pretty out there coming? Right? Muhammad said that. What the white man said, he said, it's looking bad out there. I don't see nothing good out there. This white man is telling you he's saying this. He's telling you these things. Right? But you don't believe it because they didn't put their stamp of approval on it. Right? Because things are going to get so bad, black man and black woman, that if you don't have a God to turn to, you're in some serious trouble. You're in some serious trouble. You know, I was thinking I was going to go over, but then I said to myself, you know what, I'll save these clips for the next show because it'll give me something to really elaborate on without the rush of time, because I don't like to rush through things. Nothing to say as we go. We sweep up. We clean it as we go, right? Therefore, we don't need nobody to come behind us and sweep, because the floors are clean after that. The house is clean after that. So let me talk to you before we go off the air. We are nearing 0 hour, black man and black woman. What I'm trying to tell you is that get yourself right mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, economically, and try to make a relationship with the true and living God. Now, but you got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice time. You got to sacrifice people. Anything worth having, you have to sacrifice. Boxers don't become world champions without training. They have to sacrifice, right? Doctors don't become doctors without schooling. They have to sacrifice their time while you hanging out on the block. The architect is in school learning graphics and all of these things, right? They have to sacrifice. If you want to make it through what's coming, y'all not hearing me. What's coming, as Mama said, will drive you to the bread wagon. Brothers and sisters, this is going to be Mad Max-like. Because the situation is so tenuous, so strained, that the slightest air, the slightest move can set off a chain reaction. And as it moves, as Gerald Celente said, all of the things have been put in place. So when this thing happens, there will be a series of dominoes falling. Did I tell you that? A series of cascading events. Did I tell you that? Gerald Celente saying it on his channel. We told you this. And the things start falling right after each other. These black swans will be set off. And what's going to happen is they're going to collapse America. Isn't that